All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. No need to ask that question all the time. We're experiencing just a little bit of precipitation, rain. So, just kind of bear with us. It's just in the background. You probably won't notice it unless a fucking hurricane or something comes through, then maybe you'll notice it. But it seems to be petering out a little bit. And we're just going to do some Yamazomi Revenger, which is on sale on Jazz. Jazz is having their sale right now. So pick up the game. I think Venus Blood Frontier comes out tomorrow. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. At 8 hours remaining. So you might want to pick that one up too. And we might play a little bit of Venus Blood International just to kind of see what the whole... is it Venus Blood Frontier? Yeah, Venus Blood Frontier International. We'll play a little bit of that on Grim's Hentai Games Corner. Just to kind of see what it's like and to see the Grimlord get completely fucking slaughtered because he sucks at strategy role-playing games. Like, why did you move that unit there? Because Grim has no fucking idea what he's doing. Anyway, this is a game as well. Obviously, there has been some scenes showing it as a game. There's another guy, I think it's called Story Game, that's playing it. Of course, he's not playing it the way I am. Everybody has their own way they're doing this. And he's just showing the scenes very shortly. Maybe 15-20 minute videos, I believe. But he is showing the game itself, and I have looked, and I have seen what you have to do. It's interesting, so I'm curious enough. And since I did pay so much for this, I may as well go ahead and show that stuff as well. And you can see, of course, how bad I am at that. Anyway, let's get started, guys. And thanks for the views on this one. I wasn't going to do it until I noticed it got to 60. I'm like, well, people clearly want more, so I'm giving you more. I can't sense him anymore. A UV-like burning sensation I felt on my skin is suddenly gone. In a frenzy, I dash off towards the place Clive was moments ago. I can tell several other people are also rushing there. I think I know who they are. They are the Herons, the goddess entrusted with the duty of defeating Dark Lord Clivenherz, just like me. I wonder what they're like. Passing through the woods, I feel both anxious and excited to meet them. He really isn't here. Did he escape? I thought this was the place, but I don't see anyone around. Still, it's possible the Dark Lord has gone into hiding. I tighten my grip on the hilt of my sword and start searching the thickets carefully. Don't move! As I raise my sword in the direction of the voice, I find a girl pointing her weapons at me. She stares right at me as she casually holds massive rectangular high-tech guns attached to her arms. Something like a swimsuit covers her slender figure. She looks extremely cool wearing it in combination with those mech-themed accessories. This girl is not my enemy. I am Princess Knight Arnesta. Who are you? Code name, Silence. Silence, you're changing the Dark Lord... Changing? Maybe it's you're chasing the Dark Lord? You're chasing the Dark Lord Clive too, right? She nods. Without taking my eyes off her, I lower my sword slowly. She follows suit and lowers her guns. As she does, someone jumps between us. Blech. What's this? Why are you two glaring at each other with those scary faces? That's a big no-no. Smile. A smile is the best makeup a girl can wear. It's a cute girl sporting long twin tails, a frilly dress, and a smiley face badge. She must be younger than me. Honestly, she's so happy and innocent looking that I have to hold back a smile. But I can't. I have to stay serious, for I am Princess Knight Arnesta right now. You are... Comical, magical, rhythmical, capable of solving anything with magic and a smile, it's your magic girl, Citron-chan! Citron, right, okay. Are you not embarrassed saying that?
No,
Don't say that. Everyone's counting on me to cheer them up with a smile, so I have to do my very best. Silence is right. Citron is pushing it a little. I'd say she's more of a cutesy type than a lively one. She's got to be one of the other heroes who came to this world to defeat the Dark Lord. Clive's managed to escape from everyone here, right? Hasn't he? This time, a girl carrying a sword bigger than herself makes an appearance. She has a dreamy aura about her. Her body is bathed in the moonlight while her wavy hair flutters in the wind. And her breasts might be bigger than mine. Excuse my late introduction. My name is Saint Punisher Ocula. In the name of the goddess Fane, I have made haste to come here in order to vanquish Dark Lord Clive. It's nice to meet you. I am Princess Knight Arnesta, and this girl here is Silence. Magical girl Citron-chan here. Nice to meet ya. I am pleased to make your acquaintance. Well then, I suppose all of us heroes summoned by the goddess have now gathered here, no? A girl has been watching us while hiding in the dark finally speaks. I'm not the only one who didn't notice her. We all turn around toward her at the same time. Geez, you gave me a real fright. If you were here, you should have said so sooner. I bet you're a real prankster. Ahaha! You might be right about that. I am indeed rather fond of pranks. I mean, being the one who pulls them on others, of course. Her long straight hair is so black that it blends with the darkness of the night and matches well with her goth clothes, giving her an enchanting look. There's just something about her that captivates me. Also, the weapon she's carrying, is that a scythe? I am Twilight Princess Labyrinth. It's a dazzling sight, dizzying sight to behold, rather. Seeing all of you wrapped here in the glow of the moonlight. If everyone's here, then that means Clive managed to escape, right? Most likely, yes, though I have no clue as to how he managed to make all traces of his zone energy disappear. Our own zone fields are interfering with one another. It's plausible that that's why we cannot detect it. You think so? Oh. I wonder how you... That's a good image there. Let's see. I don't think so. Hide text window. There we go. Alright. That's a reasonable explanation. We don't appear to be in a zone field right now at all, in fact. Now that you mention it, that does seem to be the case. All of us emit zone energy, which constantly expands our area of control and transforms the scenery around us. The scenery before us, however, hasn't changed in the slightest. Clive's zone expertise is on another level compared to ours. It is very possible that this is his doing. My darling is probably hiding somewhere, snickering at us. Dear me, is as boorish as ever. Even so, I doubt he went further than this town. He shouldn't have much energy after assimilating a soul. I'm certain that he's hiding somewhere. I think so too. He's most likely plotting to devour many more souls and commit even worse deeds after lying low for a while. Fear not, the next time I see him, I'll smash him into dust with Smile Chain. That's so. That's reassuring to hear. Keep in mind that he's the Dark Lord, though. Don't do anything reckless, okay? Oh, you're totally underestimating me. Don't worry. I might not look like it, but I'm actually really strong. My strength is top-notch, I promise. I find it unwise to judge someone on appearances. Goddess Fane chose all of us herself, after all. Does that mean you don't suspect me of siding with my darling and letting him escape? I would not rule out that possibility. No, I do not believe that. After all, doubting you would be the same as doubting Goddess Fane. Ahaha! The goddess must hold you in high regard. Labyrinth neither denies nor confirms whether she sided with the Dark Lord. I don't like how vague she is, but I don't think she'd answer truthfully if I asked her directly. No point in staying here now that we lost the Dark Lord. I am withdrawing. You are right. It's also very late, so I shall head back home. Please wait. Please wait. The fight against the Dark Lord still awaits us, right? Shouldn't we sit down and come with a plan together on how we will defeat him? I dwell in darkness, Princess Knight. We walk different paths. Huh? But wouldn't we be stronger if we fought together? I also wish to fight alone. That way I can keep any hindrances to a minimum. You see us as burdens? Silence nods, staring at me. Sorry, Ernesta-chan, but I have to agree with them. Our zone fields interfere with each other's when we're in the same area. Also, okay, indeed, our absolute zone is crucial if we are to oppose the Dark Lord. Also, don't forget that our fighting styles are not necessarily compatible. Our fighting capabilities are at their highest when we fight by ourselves. You have a point. We wouldn't be able to fight at our full potential if we had to be cautious of each other's zone fields. Don't take it to heart. I have nothing against you, nor do I see you as inferior. Huh? Oh, I understand. Thank you. Silence words comfort me. Still, I'd really like us, the people who wield the power of Heroes from another realm, to meet together later. I wonder if I'll regret it if I leave things this way.
せめて情報交換できるように、お互いに正体を明かしませんか?
I understand now that we need to fight by ourselves, but can we at least reveal our true identities to each other?
いえ、それには明確に反対します。
No, I am definitely against that.
神聖の君が異を唱えるとは意外じゃない。
I didn't expect you of all people to object.Why are you against it exactly? Us fighting... Us fighting as heroes is an extraordinary situation. We all have our separate, ordinary lives. We might be in danger if we reveal our true identities.I have to agree once again. We're fighting as heroes, but that's only until we defeat the Dark Lord. There certainly is some merit in revealing our true identities to each other. However, doing so also means that we would be exposing our most vulnerable side.That is to say, there's a possibility that the Dark Lord might somehow find out who we are and attack us before we transform. Exactly. That's why we should probably hide the very fact that we transformed to become heroines. Aha! I have no way to refute her argument. All I can do is hang my head low and nod.I am aware that what I said sounds a little harsh, but make no mistake, I know where you are coming from and your reasoning is not wrong. Yeah, I get it now. Forgive me and please forget my silly suggestions.Oh no, don't say that. You're not silly at all. I'm pretty sure you've conveyed to everyone that you're an honest, hard-working person, Ernesta-chan. Each of us may act alone, but we're still companions sharing the same goal, aren't we? Yes, you're right. Thank you for reminding me. Very well. I am withdrawing now.I shall disappear too. The whisper of the moon has reached my ears. Silence and Labyrinth leave without a sound, making it almost look like they weren't even here to begin with. I can't help but find our parting a little sad. I'll take my leave too. If something comes up, please call for me. As I bid farewell to Ocula and Citron, I turn around and run through the park.I land quietly in my room, the window curtains fluttering softly behind me. As I close the door and the curtains, I look over at Kazukun's house inadvertently. I wonder if he's still outside. The lights in his room are off. Ha! All right, the way to cancel the transformation is... The clothes I'm wearing right now are Ernesta signs.The skirt is so short, anyone can see my panties when I spin around. It's a little embarrassing, but I don't have time to worry about that in the middle of a fight. In the name of Ayaka Asahina, I now set your power free. At my quiet incantation, light engulfs my body. The brightness suddenly grows so intense I have to close my eyes.But in the very next instant, the light is gone, vanishing as quickly as it came. And there we go, Ayaka. I knew it. I thought for a second that these girls looked a little too familiar to the girls in high school, so apparently they are transforming maidens. Okay, I like transforming maidens. I like my Sentai stuff just as much as the rest, I guess. I've got a lot of Sentai. I've got so much Sentai I haven't watched it all, but I love Sentai. It's great. I need to really find time to just jump back into my Sentais and finish them. Probably try to do that next year. Have I turned back to normal? I open my eyes, check my hand, and confirm that the narrow sword I was holding is gone. I look at the mirror hanging on my wall. The person facing back is without a doubt my usual self. So how did your fight with Dark Lord Clive go? Oh, Arnesta-san, I'm sorry. He managed to escape from me. It's still a little hard to believe that I can hear the voice of someone else inside my head. But I know this is all real. It's a fact that I can transform into a hero thanks to the power Arnesta-san gave me. If you got out unscathed, then there is nothing to worry about. Your safety is more important to me than whether you defeated Clive or not. Thank you, Arnesta-san. Your power was really amazing. I was able to use her sword and magic skills as naturally as if I had years of experience under my belt. I'm sure I owe that to her hard work. But just an hour ago, I thought that such a thing was impossible. Is Kazakun outside? Did he go to a convenience store again? I was watching his house from my window back when it appeared. I wasn't watching it on purpose or anything. It's not like we had any plans or anything, but I just kept thinking about how he'd enjoyed my cookies earlier today, so my eyes unconsciously, wandered over there. Seeing all the lights off made me a little uneasy. He lives alone, after all. I wondered if something happened to him. I was sure I was just being paranoid because he usually goes shopping for dinner around then. Anyway, my homework won't do itself. No matter how much I like to escape from reality, my homework comes first. Just as I strengthened my resolve to finish it, the night sky lit up. Huh? What is that? A shooting star? Oh, well, yeah, we get the idea. She's just like, huh, what? Is that a shooting star? Yeah, you guys get it. I thought so at first, but it was much too big for a shooting star. It was coming down fast, drawing an arc in the sky, and it was heading my way. Oh, wait a minute, you gotta be kidding me. I jumped away from my window, trying to escape, but then all of a sudden, light enveloped my room. It was so bright that I couldn't see anything. I was panicked and wondering if that star had hit and killed me. I don't know, but this bright fucking screen twice really getting to my eyes, folks. It was then I noticed that whatever it was had crashed onto my house. Not me, and I wasn't in any pain. Can you open your eyes, please? I actually want to close them because it's so fucking bright. A woman's voice came from somewhere. It was gentle, angelic, reassuring, and totally unthreatening. I did as she said and opened my eyes. Where am I? It clearly wasn't my room. I could hardly tell from right. Huh? I could hardly tell left from right and up from down, let alone what kind of place it was to begin with. I thought that if I had been thrown into space, it would feel exactly like it did there. Please accept my deepest apologies for summoning you here so abruptly. I am Goddess Fane. No problem. Thank you, and nice to meet you. I'm Ayaka Asahina. Uh-oh. I already know who you are. I am the goddess, you see. Boom! And then she says, so that's how it is. Amazing. So you're the goddess. Her Holiness was gazing right at me, and I couldn't help but be overwhelmed by such a strong feeling of admiration for her. I'm a little concerned that you might be pretending to understand everything and merely going along with what I say. That's true. That's true for about half of it, but the other half, I do believe I understand. Probably. She says, Your Holiness, I don't know how to say this, but you look truly heavenly and beautiful. My, beautiful, you say? I appreciate the compliment, even if it's only flattery. It's not flattery. I honestly think you're beautiful. No ordinary person could wear an outfit like that. You really do look like a goddess, Your Holiness. In other words, my clothing is shameful. Is that what you're trying to say? No, I didn't mean it like that. It's just that I'd be reluctant to wear something like that myself. It was a little embarrassing for me, seeing your breasts so clearly. Clothes like that only suit confident women with large busts, so someone like me could never wear something like that. Ahem. Goddess Fane, shouldn't we move on to the main topic? Ah, who is that? Forgive my sudden intrusion. I should have introduced myself first. I am Arnesta Galvary. Please, just call me Arnesta. Got it. Thank you. And nice to meet you. I'm Ayaka Asahina. You can just call me Ayaka. Or is it Ayaka? Probably Ayaka. Arnesta came across a refined... Arnesta came across as refined as well. She had a noble air about her and had a cool look to boot. She gave the impression of a brave and reliable woman. You could see her eyes brimming with determination. Excuse my rudeness. Ayaka, I have called you here to ask a favor of you. I need you to take Arnesta's power in order to defeat the Dark Lord. Defeat the Dark Lord? No problem. I can't do anything other than cooking, but if you're fine with that, I'm more than willing to help. Huh? Really? You don't mind accepting such a duty just like that? Please tell me that you're not constantly being taken advantage of. Your Holiness, that's a strange way to word it. Ah, forgive me. You accepted my request so readily that I doubted you for a moment. Sorry, it's just that you and Arnesta-san don't seem like bad people. If you really think I'll be useful, I'll be glad to help to the best of my ability. I see, no wonder you are highly compatible with Arnesta. I will explain only briefly for now. We come from another realm. We were about to defeat Dark Lord Clyfertz, an evil doer from our world, when he escaped from us. We know he took refuge in your world and assimilated someone's soul. He will try to recover here. In order to defeat him once and for all, we need your help. You mean I have to defeat that guy Clive myself? I can't do that! Indeed, you are unable to put up a fight against him on your own. This is where Ernesta comes in. Ernesta, whose soul is compatible with yours, will lend you her power. We can manifest ourselves in this world only through the people living here. However, if Ernesta assimilated your soul would be gone, and so would you. That sounds like a parasite taking over its host, like in one of those horror movies I watched years ago. I've recalled a movie where, after thousands of years of slumber, an alien awakened and started blending in with living beings and hunting them one by one. Ugh, I'm still traumatized by that movie. Our goal is to defeat Clive, not to bring harm to the people of this world. With that in mind, we thought of another solution. Ernesta can instead synchronize, link her soul with yours. That way she would be able to lend you her power and you would be unharmed. In summary, I need you to take Ernesta's power and defeat the Dark Lord for us. That said, even though you'd be able to use my power, you'd still do all the fighting yourself. Bear in mind that it's your own body that would be in danger of getting hurt. I know we are imposing on you, but we need to defeat the Dark Lord. Ayaka, we won't force you to accept our request. Think your decision through carefully. Got it. No problem. I'll do it. Your mind is made up already? You responded so fast, almost like a punchline in a comedy performance. I can see you two are in big trouble. Looks like you really need my help, so there's not much to think about. Also, I think she just wants that power. There's one thing I remember growing up in a world of Western Sentai. When I was young, we were exposed to a lot of the Power Rangers and the VR Troopers and the Beetleborgs. Now, all this stuff, you know, directly came out of Japan. They were Metal Heroes and Super Sentai and even Kamen Rider. And so guys, like, young boys, you know, we wanted to have, like, the power. Like, we didn't care. Like, basically, we were always hoping that some magical thing was going to happen. And it was like, we need you to defeat the whatever. And we were like, yay, you know, and you get a suit and you get power. And there was sometimes they would show, like, where they were using their powers, like, in the real world. Because they had these powers outside of just their super suits. And you wanted to be the hero and you wanted to fight the monsters, the bad guys. Like, so yeah, I just think she kind of wants that power too. Because like, if you were given this power, like, oh, you can have this power to transform into this brave hero, but you have to fight evil. Like, would you not do it? I mean, a lot of people probably would. Like, who gets the chance to have powers and stuff? Like, real legitimate powers and abilities that you can use in the real world to fight evil. That's something a lot of people would actually want to do. Even at the risk of having to fight evil, like, you know, which could be dangerous, they'd still want to have that power. Because that means, you know, you could do things that ordinary people will never, ever be able to do. Just, it's incredible to think about that. So, of course she wants that power. Like, Ayaka, We are forever in your debt. I vow to support you with as much power and determination as I can. Seems our Nesta finished linking your soul with yours. Alright, try using your new power now. Yep, it's just like when it's just like in the West when they're like, oh, I feel the power coursing through me. Like, yeah, that was, you know, a lot of us really liked that. Like, that was a thing. What exactly should I... Oh, I feel something pouring into me. It felt like I was a vessel being filled with spring water. It flowed into me, filling me steadily. I felt some cold, yet not uncomfortable chills. Actually, it was rather pleasant. And then suddenly, a string of words popped into my mind. These are the words I need to chant, right? In the name of Ayaka Asahina, descend upon me, O Princess Knight Arnesta. And poof, there she is. I felt as though I was gently floating. Wind wrapped around my body, enveloping me in its warm embrace. When I came to, I realized that I had become just a little taller. Yeah, that was another thing about it, especially with the Beetleborgs. Because a lot of people really like the Beetleborgs adaptation in America because they were kids. But when they got the powers, they were these big, strong, tall, adult characters. And when you were young, like, you wanted to be that big, strong, adult character. You wanted to be a hero and fight, you know? Like, that was a thing. And they had all this powers. Like, one of them could run fast. One of them could... I think they had the ability to read something really quickly. Like, they could... That super knowledge. It was really cool. We liked that kind of thing. And she's like, oh, I'm taller now, and look at this. It's amazing, right? I love this kind of stuff. When I came to, I realized I'd just become a little taller. Looks like your transformation went flawlessly. I suggest you take a look at yourself in the mirror. Prompted by the goddess, I stood before my full-length mirror. The person reflected in it was the very same Arnesta I had just met. Is this me? It's you indeed. My clothes look really good on you, Ayaka. Oh, Arnesta-san, I can hear your voice in my head, but how? Now, I like what they're doing with the soul link, but, you know, on a lot of Sentai, it's usually like a weapon or something. Remember the Kiba Ranger, the White Ranger. Basically, the dagger would talk to him. That was the connection there. Now that your souls are linked, her voice can reach you directly through your mind. What you saw and heard earlier was only her projection. So it was something like a hologram, right? Your ability to catch up quickly is very helpful. From now on, you will be able to harness Arnesta's power. Just chant the words you used a moment ago. I will be counting on you, Ayaka. Alright, I'll do my best. Huh, what's this? It's like I can sense something evil. Clive began releasing his zone energy inside this world. Look for further details in Arnesta's consciousness. You should be able to do that now that you two are linked together. One more thing. Once you take Arnesta's form, beware that you will have difficulties talking with her due to the sheer power you will wield. Please be careful. It will be difficult for me to guide you during battle, she means. Ayaka, please, care. While she was speaking, her voice started fading out, and eventually it disappeared completely. Ayaka, there are four other heroines who have come to this world to defeat Clive. Please work hard by their side and put an end to him. Understand, I'll be on my way right now. I opened my window and leaped into the city. Is that so? Linking our souls together has most likely affected your personality to some degree. Did you feel more stiff and formal? Well, a little bit, maybe, but I did feel really cool and confident. Aha, you did? I really am glad I linked with you. This might be what the goddess meant when she called us highly compatible. I think so too. It's too bad I couldn't cooperate with the other heroines. It seems our zone fields interfere with each other's and make it harder for us to fight. Is that so? I still haven't mastered my zone power. I suppose there's no other solution, than acting alone. Yeah, we had Dark Lord Clive cornered and everything, but he was still too strong for us. He is a far more experienced zone user than us. We will be in a very tough situation if he manages to recuperate. Yes, you're right. I can't let him turn this world into his playground. I'll do all I can to stop him. Again, I will be counting on you from now on, Ayaka. Got it. I look forward to working with you, too. In this town, no, this world, live many people I treasure dearly. I absolutely won't let the Dark Lord toy with this world. I slept well. I stretched my arms out, feeling rather refreshed. I was pretty beat up last night, but now I'm fully recovered. Why was I so tired last night anyway? Because we used all our energy to escape from those annoying pests, duh. That was all your fault, though, wasn't it? Yeah, I remember now. The Dark Lord settled inside me and assimilated my soul. To add to my troubles, he's a fugitive and a group of cute warriors from another realm are after him. I'm seriously screwed, aren't I? What would become of my ordinary life? Wahaha, relax. I've already got it all planned out. Let's eat for now. You're hungry, aren't you? Yeah, I'm hungry, but are you hungry too or something? No shit. I'm not just a consciousness. We share the same body and sensations, remember? Of course I'm hungry when you're hungry.
And I'm hungry too. Well, I guess that makes three of us.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, I have to get ready for school. Clive spoiled my good mood. Feeling a little down in the dumps, I changed my clothes.
That makes him chilly.
Toast, if you're a man, you should eat meat. I want meat. Yes, sir.
Shut up. I don't want to listen to you whine about food first thing in the morning. I have a budget to keep, you know.
Chewing a piece of toast, I answer his complaint. Whenever I get up in the morning, I'm so out of it that I want to spend the least time possible in the kitchen. If only I had a cute girl make me rice miso soup and fried salmon for breakfast, and then serve all of it with a smile, my mornings would be magical. Good Lord, sir. Coparter?
You don't have a maid? So you're poor, huh?
If you wanted a rich lifestyle, why didn't you go to some other world where everyone has a banquet for breakfast?
I didn't have enough time to look for a world like that. Try being blown to pieces once and you'll see what I mean.
I'd obviously die, so I'll pass on that. Clive's jokes are annoyingly crude sometimes. By the way, before I continue working with you, there's something I'd like to ask you regarding your intentions.
What? We're friends now, right? No need to feel shy.
I don't want you to avoid the question, okay? I just want to know what your goal is here. Are you just gonna have fun or try to take over the world or something?
You wouldn't cooperate with me if I was plotting world domination. I'm not so thick-headed as to not even get that.
Excuse me, you can't claim you're not dense when you did, you know who, you...
When you did who knows what to anger a band of cute women. Hey man, my motto is do as your heart desires, but even I have my limits. I'm not a dumbass that'd do something unthinkable.
Okay. I don't know if it's a result of the assimilation or not, but I can tell whenever he's lying. What's more, he doesn't seem like the type to lie in the first place.
Anyway, my current plan is to take away magic power from the five heroines, and then make the goddess kneel down before me and take her as my own.
I see.
Needless to say, the heroine shall also be mine.
You're pretty open about what you want, huh?
Don't worry, what's mine is yours. Don't feel left out.
Oh, that's not really what I meant.
But you wouldn't mind having your own harem, right?
Look at it, a little bit like Rance here now.
Well, no, I wouldn't.
What man wouldn't?
We're getting off track. Okay, Kazunori, for starters, I'd like you to find the girls the heroines have linked with.
How do you expect me to do that? I can't exactly go around asking random girls, you know.
Just get close to a potential suspect and I'll be able to tell if her soul is linked. We'll find them in no time, even if they're untransformed. Mwahahaha!
I don't care how easy you think it is. Looking for those girls without any kind of clue is a fool's errand.
It's not if it's clues you need, we have them. The heroines found us way too quickly yesterday, meaning that the girls they link with live somewhere nearby.
That makes sense. So you're saying I should look for girls who live around the park?
Here's another clue. The heroines linked with girls that are compatible with them, meaning that their personalities are similar.
That doesn't make this any easier. I mean, if it were girls I know, then sure. But how am I supposed to know the personalities of strangers?
Ah, but that's not all. They can only link with people close in age to them, meaning the girls are likely your age.
Oh, that narrows the number of people I should check then. They're probably all high schoolers.
I have something else I need you to do too, but concentrate on this task for now. I'll tell you about the other one when the time comes.
Got it. I'll try checking the girls from my school first.
Hold on.
Whoa. If you can only link to someone close to yourself in age, doesn't that mean Clive is around my age? Oh no, I don't want to think about that. Oh shit, is the time already? Hearing the intercom ring, I shove what's left of my toast in my mouth. I clean the table, take my bag, and leave for school in a hurry. Ayaka and I walk to school together, side by side. I wonder if she's noticed anything unusual about me. Considering her sharp intuition, she might have already noticed that something's different about me. With that on my mind, I've been awfully conscious of her. Say, Kazakun.
But what?
She looks calm at a glance, but there's something off about her expression. Did she figure it out already? If I... Okay, I think I can finally talk. If I hypothetically speaking became a hero of justice, what would you think?
Come again?
Jeez, I know it's a weird question, but I thought I could trust you and tell you everything. That's why I'm asking. Hero of Justice, you mean like the ones from anime and action movies? Well, yeah, something like that. I was wondering if you changed your behavior towards me if I became someone else in secret. Like you can't already tell. Sure, Clark Kent. We know you're not Superman. You don't have to fool us. No way you could be Superman even though you look just like fucking like him with glasses on. Ayaka's kind of weird today. I panicked for a moment there, but I'm relieved that her question is harmless. She seems serious about it too, so I guess I should give her a proper response. Everyone has their own secrets, right? Even I have things I keep secret from you, Ayaka. What? Don't tell me you went and bought another porn game. Guilty. Totally spent way more money than I needed to on the Manga Gamer and Just USA sale. Repeating those again. Go check them out. Hey, that's none of your business. Whether I did or didn't buy anything has nothing to do with you. You see, we both have secrets. If you don't know my secret, your behavior can't change and vice versa. Actually, even if you did tell me, I don't think anything would change between us. Assuming it's not something bad, of course. Yeah, that's right, isn't it? I'm not hiding anything bad, so I don't have to worry about our relationship changing or anything. You're a little weird today, you know? Maybe I should drop by your room and look for something suspicious later. Boy, that's fucking odd, right? Absolutely not! I can't let you snoop around my room. No way, it's out of the question. Hey, I was just kidding, but anyway, if there's anything weighing on your mind, don't hesitate to tell me. Though I guess you already did that just now. It's fine, thank you. I'm so happy you're there for me, Kazu-kun. Ugh. Ayaka's smile pierces my heart like a Cupid's arrow, wounding me almost fatally. Phew, I need to watch out. Had she used it on some other guy, she would have fallen he would have fallen for it right on the spot, no doubt. That was a close call. A close call, huh? A close what? Ah, no, it's nothing. Don't mind me. I'm just talking to myself. Kazu-kun, are there other secrets you're hiding from me? I'll say it as many times as I need to. Everyone has secrets. If you find out about mine, things would charge. Blah! If you found out about mine, things would change between us. That scares me, you know? No, that's not true. You'll always be the same to me. I believe in you, Kazu-kun. So you can confide in me no matter what problems you have, okay? I'm all ears for you, as long as you want to talk about anything other than porn games. I want to tease Ayaka, but since she's speaking from the heart, I decide against it. And while I do feel guilty about it, I can't help but be a little excited by her worried face. Oh no, I just remembered I ran out of spare pencil leads. I bought some yesterday, but I couldn't bring them back home due to everything that happened. I'm more bummed about the juice, though. It was a lot more expensive than the pencil leads. Would you like some of mine? Nah, it's okay. I'll go buy them now. I still got time. Alright, I'll head on to class then. I part ways with Ayaka and head for the school store next to the cafeteria. Kazunori. Ah, you spooked me. Don't start talking out of nowhere. Luckily, it's just the two of us here. I'd be pretty embarrassed if someone saw me yelping at nothing. We're a couple of lucky dudes. I figured out who the girl linked to Arnesta is. What, already? Wait, why didn't you tell me... Hold on, why didn't you tell me right when you saw her? What if she's already long gone? If I interrupted your intimate conversation with her, you would have reacted just like you did. Hold on. You would have reacted just like you did and ruined everything, dipstick. Dipstick. Dipshit. Dipstick. Huh? Wait, you can't possibly mean... It's exactly what you think. The girl linked to Arnesta is your childhood friend, Ayaka Asahina. No way, oh my god. She even asked me about heroes and stuff this morning. How did I not notice? Shocked, I sink into a squat. Come to think of it, something was clearly off about her. I don't mean to brag, but she's usually very open with me. When something's bothering her, she talks to me. Yet she didn't do that this morning, even though she doesn't know Clive assimilated me. In other words, or to be precise, you will have to fight Ayaka?
Pretty much, yeah. Hey, don't make that face. You got nothing to worry about. I'll be the one to whack her, not you.
No, I definitely feel like that's something to worry about. Man, I can't decide whether or not this is good luck.
Of course it's good luck. You'll be able to make your childhood friend yours, you know?
I can't say that's what I really want, though. Our relationship's not like that. I can't stay crouched on the floor all day. I'll leave this matter for later. For now, I'll go buy some spare pencil lids.
Huh? Where's the clerk?
Goods are lined up on display in the school store, but the clerk is nowhere to be found. Okay, so Leon-chan is the other one. Okay. If you're looking for the clerk, here I am. Whoa, you almost got me. This isn't a whack-a-mole booth, is it? Ho-ho, you've got some nerve to be calling cute little me a mole, don't you? Whoops, didn't mean to say that out loud. By the way, why are you here? I came to buy a few things, but the clerk was about to close the store at the time. She seemed to be in a hurry, so she asked me to take care of it instead. That explains why I couldn't find her. Karishima-senpai is likely standing on her tiptoes or a box right now. Reliable as always, senpai. I want to buy a few of these, please. I take a few spare pencil leads and leave some coins on the counter. Karishima-senpai takes them and puts them inside a change purse. Well then, senpai, good luck with... Right as I'm about to finish my sentence, I hear footsteps coming from the hallway. Give me the usual, lady!
Same for me, ma'am!
A couple of winded boys suddenly crowd the front of the store. They're so rash, they push me back toward the counter. Damn it, couldn't close it fast enough. If I recall correctly, you usually buy chocolate corn, melon bread, and milk, right? You know, some of that stuff I actually like to try because it sounds interesting. Huh? Why are you at the counter, Prez? Never mind, you're right, that's my usual order. Grumbling, Karishima-senpai takes out chocolate corn, bread, and a bottle of milk from the shelf behind her, then hands them to the boy with precise movements. How many times I gotta tell you, I'm not the president anymore. And here's your change. As for you, jam, bread, and fruity milk. Well, we did actually have, I don't know what kind of fruity milk they're talking about here in Japan, but we did have, like, artificial fruity milk. Like, we had banana milk, and banana milk was the shit. I am telling you, banana milk was fucking great. And a lot of people got strawberry milk, and I would get strawberry milk, often. Because in the beginning, we only just had regular milk and chocolate milk, and everybody would get the chocolate milk. The chocolate milk always didn't taste that good. It never tasted like fucking chocolate. And then you had, like, the strawberry milk, which tasted kind of like strawberry, but always had these weird artificial aftertastes. But banana milk was badass. They at least halfway tried to make it taste like bananas. Yeah, that's right. Your memory's pretty good. How many times do you think I've been through this? It's high time I get it right, don't you think? You've done this a lot, huh? Senpai, give me the usual! Gee, she's it up a little, guys. Leave something for us, too.
What are you saying, twerp? This place is a war zone every morning. You think gender matters on the battlefield?
Senpai, fruity milk and a cream-filled roll, please. Boys and girls jostle with each other while they're buying as much bread as they can get their hands on. I see, the students who train early in the morning come here to get their share of grub. What a bother. You're like a pack of hungry beasts, you know? Here you go, fruity milk and a cream-filled roll.
I don't know.
Hey, you forgot your change. Oh, for crying out loud. This place is zoo. This place is a zoo in the morning. Need a hand, senpai? Cut it out with a nice guy act. She says, but then steps aside from where she's standing. I move next to her and she places bread in front of me. Leave the right side to me. I set it up myself, so I know my way around. I'll deal with the change, so all I need you to do is hand out bread. Got it! I focus on handing out bread and taking money from students while Kirishima Senpai is holding the change and bringing more bread out. I think that was actually handling the change, not holding. Well, I mean handing, holding, it's the same. Everything goes smoother than expected, and we finish dealing with the morning rush in less than 5 minutes. Ah, seems we made it. Yeah, you were a great help, really. Thanks, Kiyama. You're welcome. By the way, you're amazing, Senpai. You recalled everyone's drinks and their preferred kind of bread without any mistakes. Oh, that? Just do it every day and it'll come to you naturally. Hmm? Wait a minute. Was this an intentional move by the clerk? Did you just realize that? It's really weird that she always seems like the most depressed and depressed one to be the happy girl, like the happy, I'm the magical girl Citron-chan! But really, I'm really stupid fucking depressed and I don't know. It's like the most efficient way to memorize the orders is to remember the students' faces and the things they need. That said, today was much more fun than usual. I won't say she's depressed, but she's more melancholy. She's much more melancholy to be the happy one. Well, you usually deliver everyone's orders by yourself, right? I suppose I do, yeah, but I'm no match for the clerk, to be honest. She does this every day on her own, too. Yeah, you're right. Sorry, Leon-chan. Is the morning rush over? Oh, Kiyama-kun, right? Huh? You remember me? Why, yes, of course I do. You're that kind-hearted boy that Kirishima is always talking about. Okay. We gotta head to our classes now. Come on, Kiyama, let's go. Okay. Well, I'll see you later. Thank you, Leon-chan. Kiyama-kun. She talks way too much. Outside the cafeteria, Kirishima-senpai grumbles, facing the other way. She tells everyone I'm kind-hearted, huh? Well, I can't deny that. Sorry for dragging you into helping me and stuff. Oh, I... Hey, it was my own choice. You don't need to apologize. You really are kind-hearted, you know? I just want to look cool in front of everyone. I'll pretend I didn't hear that. Oh, right. Natsuki said she wanted us all to eat together again. Oh, really? I'll tell Ayaka then. It'll be the four of us like yesterday. Does that sound good to you? Yeah, no problem. See you at lunch break then. Kirishima-senpai waves goodbye, then heads for the third year's classroom.
You really are one lucky guy, Kazunori.
What? Whoa, what's gotten into you?
Leon, Kirishima, huh? She's the girl linked to Citron.
What? Well, no way. That'd be too much of a coincidence.
I'm 100% positive. She smells just like Citron.
Should be a percent there. Smells? What are you, a dog? But Citron, huh? You mean that magical girl?
Yep. Citron beats her opponents to death with a smile on her face the whole time. Pretty insane in my book.
But they don't look anything alike.
Not important. The only thing that matters is whether their personalities are a match.
I'd rather not believe that for a variety of reasons. Clive and I having similar personalities is way too hard a pill to swallow. In fact, he's not kind-hearted at all.
At this rate, we might end up finding all 5 heroines today. I have high expectations of you, Cousin Ori.
Yeah, whatever. I still haven't heard what he plans to do after he finds all 5 of them. So long as it isn't anything too harsh, I'm fine with it. Alright. I guess this is going to be the stopping point. We're getting a little closer into the game portion. Like, they're kind of laying it out. Obviously, they transform into Sentai heroines, which is pretty cool. Still haven't seen the blue-haired girl yet. Don't know when she's going to appear, but we know who she is. She's Silence. Of course, Natsuke, she's Akula. Citron-chan. And, of course, the princess, Arnesta. So there we go. That's 3 of them so far, but there's still 2 more. Let's see if we find them, guys. Very interesting, though. They transform to fight the bad guy, which is the main character that they all love in high school. It's interesting. It's fun and interesting. And we'll see what happens later on. You guys seem to like this, so I'm just going to continue with it. I wasn't going to originally, but I'm looking at hits, and what gets hits is going to continue. If you guys are watching, I'm going to keep giving it to you, right? Because that's how this works. So, see you guys next time on Grimm's Hentai Corner.